This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You have a new text message.
Let's answer your question today. It's Text Roulette with Elizabeth and Radar. It's The Mix. Good morning. Thank you for listening. And it's brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever. Spinning the roulette wheel and throwing your question out there on the air for everybody to give their best answer.
7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
7. Oh, got to stop there.
I know you wanted to continue the song. Okay, I'm looking at this one here. Okay. This is a social media relationship question. Would someone not being on social media make you think twice about starting a serious relationship with them?
Ooh.
Is this a red flag?
Mm.
Well, technically, you asked two questions there in the one question with Text Roulette, but we forgive you. Would someone not being on social media make you think twice about starting a serious relationship with them? Is this a red flag? I would say yes. I think in this day and age, it's very weird if someone is single and looking to be in a relationship and they're not on social media. Now, a friend of mine a couple years ago was getting in a relationship with someone and she told us, all of us, his name.
Mm-hmm.
And so immediately, what do? As friends, we want to go and totally stalk this person and find out, are you good for our friend? Can we trust you? Are you a good guy? And there was no paper trail. Like, nobody could find anything really about him. And it was, I thought it was a little weird. I did. I thought it was odd. And I didn't say anything at the time because she seemed happy. And I just thought, okay, well, maybe he's just not on social media. Until a couple dates in, she told us that he did tell her on a date. He was forthcoming about it after a while, that he did have a criminal background. And there are reasons because of that, which are why he cannot be on social media. And that was concerning to her and to us as her friends. They did work out for a little while, but for other reasons, the relationship just kind of dissolved. But it goes back to this original question. He wasn't on social media, and there was a pretty big reason why he wasn't.
Okay, let me take you on the opposite angle here. I had a neighbor across the street, Dane and Sarah. They have two kids. They have since moved, but when they first moved to our neighborhood, we had some beers together. I mean, the guy took my beer. I was like, hey, yeah, welcome to the neighborhood.
You're bros.
Yeah, we were bros. And I said, this is great. And he goes, yeah, we can't be friends. And I was like, what do you mean can't be friends? And he's like, I mean, on social, because I don't have social media. This guy was 27 years old at the time. And I asked,
and was never on social media?
I asked his wife, Sarah, I was like, has this always been this way, or did he just like get rid of everything? And she goes, well, he had it like when he was younger and then dumped everything when I met him. He never had it. So but he never had social media past like age 21. He's like, yeah, I met Sarah 3 years ago. We got married and we're done.
But that's my point. He's in a relationship. So that makes sense that he wouldn't need to mingle in that world.
But he now, met her without social media. So would she say, oh,
perhaps, yes, they met. But once he was like, all right, I'm good. I don't need to see what's going on in everybody else's life.
Yeah.
If this is someone that is single and not on social, I find it odd. In 2025, I find that odd. And for this person to ask, is this a red flag, tells me they're concerned that there's no paper trail, there's no way of finding anything out about this person.
It is odd.
And it's a little odd. So I feel like it's a little bit of a red flag. And like I look at my husband, once we got together, he got rid of Facebook. He's not on Facebook anymore.
Yeah.
He's on Instagram, LinkedIn, and on X, but doesn't really actively use any of it except for LinkedIn for work. But he's also not out needing to look for other things, so that's, I don't think, weird that he's not on those sites. But if you're single and you're not, that's where everybody's hanging out to meet people.
Wasn't life a little bit easier in the 80s and 90s when we did not have social media?
But then we miss out on all the come get ready with me while I go out to the ball. Come get ready with me while I go out to work. We miss the unboxing videos.
Wait, this
we
is
miss
my
all
haul.
The TikTok dances.
This is my haul from Christmas. Yeah, exactly. All the trends.
Okay, what do you think about this, everybody? 414-432-1099. Text, call in, help out this mixed listener who asked the questions. Would someone not be on social media make you think twice about starting a serious relationship with them? Is this a red flag? What's your experience, Ben? Help them out now with Text Roulette.
We're going to hear from you next, but first, it's a break from our sponsors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Text Roulette, Elizabeth and Radar on the mix. And the question we got this morning, can you help answer this for this mixed listener? Would someone not being on social media make you think twice about starting a serious relationship with them? Is this a red flag? Sally, what do you think?
Ooh, guys, this is a tough one because I could see both sides for sure. I wouldn't like the idea that I can't find if he's got, like, you know, a wife, because something like this happened to me recently.
Really?
I mean, you have time? I'll tell you.
What happened to you?
I was going through TSA, and the guy noted, the TSA agent, he's like, "You look familiar." And I was like, "Yeah, you look familiar too." And it turns out we used to work together back in the 90s. But, you know, I mean, we've changed since then, obviously, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But I was like, "Damn, Ivan, you still look good." Or I said, "Damn, Ivan, you look good." And he goes, "Yeah, you look good too." So I was like, "Oh, look me up on IG." So, honey, by the time I was like, you know, sitting at the gate, I'm looking at his social and I'm going, you know, like planning my wedding in my head, right?
Oh my gosh, Sally.
Sally, come on.
You're like, it's fate. We met at the airport.
Wait a minute. Okay, and then what happened? Keep going.
And then I didn't see anything on IG. I saw his artwork. I saw some photos of him and his children, but I didn't see any wife. So I'm thinking like, all right, he's free. This is cool. It's, you know, this is going to happen. That's why I said, you know, I'm here putting a down payment on a hole and everything.
Yeah, you're all set.
Right. Now, by the time I get on the plane before it takes off, I said, let me check Facebook, because I used to be friends with him on Facebook back in the day.
Okay.
And that's where I saw the wife. And that the picture was only like a year ago.
Okay.
Oh my God. Just a year ago.
And this is going to freak out this mixed listener who asked this question about, hey, they're not on social media. Is that a bad idea? And I mean, I think you need to ask some questions a little bit more of like, you're single, but yet you aren't out putting yourself out there. That could also be a good thing. I'm coming from the one time I've run across this where a friend of mine was involved with someone and she's like, yeah, he's not really on social. And there was zero paper trail for this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
It did come out. He had a criminal background.
Oh.
Now, this was the thing. He didn't want to be really tracked and looked at and things like that. And they talked about it. The relationship didn't last much longer after that because it already started off with a little bit of dishonesty. But that's my one and only experience I'm coming off of, which makes me go, that's a little weird.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
I can see if you're not on TikTok. I can see if you're not on IG. If you're not on LinkedIn or you're not on any way to communicate with other people, that makes me feel like you're a recluse or you're hiding something. And for me personally, that's not some, I don't think
you
we
don't
have, a lot,
of,
I don't think we have a lot in common there.
No, you don't want to be involved with that person.
But Sally, cow, your story Sally. Also just shows that you just need to ask more questions for sure. Because you want to low key like see what's up with these people if you're getting involved with them intimately.
Sally, did you message him on Facebook and say, like, dude, what's up?
No, I just, you know, I just let it play its course. And he reached out to me and, you know, asked me, so where are you headed to? Where's your vacation?
Yeah.
While I was on vacation, he was like, you having a good time? Yes. And then he left it at that. Thank goodness it never, you know, but to be honest, he was a really respectful guy back in the day when I knew him.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, the attraction was there, obviously.
Sure.
But he didn't follow through. So I appreciate that about him and that, you know, that it ended as soon as it happened. So I was able to get my down payment back and my imaginary down payment back from the reception hall. And I returned the dress.
Oh, my gosh.
Sally.
Oh, Sally. Oh, my gosh. You were already walking down the aisle and planning the name of your firstborn. Like,
right?
You were already there.
All of that. Well, not firstborn. It's too late for that. But I was planning on getting the grandchildren some clothes and stuff like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Sure.
Sally.
Dang.
All right. Well, things for this mixed listener to work through as they go back and forth on this person that they're talking to is not on social media. What does it mean? You definitely want to find out information, and
that's what
needs to happen here. In some way, find out information.
It's like buyer beware, except this is the social version of that. Oh, Sally, thank you so much for calling in for Text Roulette.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. And we've got some texts that are coming in here to the Siding Unlimited text line that are saying, perhaps you two can connect on social media and he has a private account if that's something that you would like to do.
Oh, there you go.
That's an option, but it just sounds like the moral of the story is something is off-putting with you and this person. And we don't know if it's male or female, but something is not sitting right with you. You need to get clarification. You need to make sure that you have your questions answered so that you can feel confident, safe, and secure moving forward in this relationship. Whatever that looks like for this person.
Doesn't matter. Yep. And it's a good thing that they brought it to Text Roulette. You can bring your issues to Text Roulette. We do it each weekday morning, 6:20 and 8:20. Text in your question, 414-432-1099 for Text Roulette.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network.
Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.